This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
We've been threatened with lawsuits. And they just scream and pout and whine.
The Health Ranger Report.
They're going to poison the public with their products? I'm going to expose them, and I'm not going to back down.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
The mainstream media has really become dangerous, a real threat to America. I think it's the media hatred and the media narrative that's behind a lot of this radicalization of Antifa, all this violence in the streets, and perhaps even this Las Vegas shooter, Stephen Paddock, who may have been radicalized by Antifa forces. We don't know yet for sure, but that's one of the possible theories that we're working with. The media is so full of hatred. They just spew hatred every day, hatred toward Trump, hatred toward gun owners, and hatred toward America. The mainstream media operatives, I mean, let's face it, they're either controlled by or they are themselves communists for the most part. They're communists. They despise freedom. They despise liberty, the Constitution, and especially Donald Trump. Have you noticed how Donald Trump gets blamed for absolutely everything, and he can never do anything right according to the mainstream media, even though if Obama did the exact same thing, Obama would be praised endlessly. Donald Trump goes to Puerto Rico to comfort the victims of the storm. The media attacks him. Ah, it's too late. Ah, they're not getting enough supplies. Ah, you're wearing the wrong shoes, you know, to Melania in Houston. Now, if Obama had gone to Puerto Rico, it'd be, oh, Obama cares about people. He's very compassionate. He's loving. He has amazing leadership. Look at him helping people. He's handing out boxes. Trump does the exact same thing. The media is like, look how full of hate this person is. He's faking it. He doesn't like these people. You know, the narrative is so false and so deceptive. It's just sickening. No matter what happens, it's Trump's fault, you see. Somehow the hurricane is Trump's fault. Somehow the Las Vegas shooting is Trump's fault. Everything is Trump's fault. Aren't you just sick of the narrative? Aren't you sick of the mainstream media just being so disgusting and so full of hatred for America? The bigotry of the left is unreal. They are bigoted toward country Western fans. They are bigoted toward Texans. They are bigoted toward Southerners. They just go out and they just talk about anybody who has a Southern accent as if they're all rednecks, as if they're all low IQ, hayseed, hicks, and everything. It's so insulting. When the truth is, a lot of these liberal cities are full of people who are so incredibly stupid that they don't know how to fish. They don't know how to change a car tire. Some of them don't even know how to change a light bulb. I'm not even making that up. And they think they're the smartest people in the world, and they can't do anything in the real world. You want to find a smart, hands-on, practical person? Find a farmer, okay? Find a farmer who's working, you know, a hay baling machine with a tractor. That farmer can weld anything, can fix anything, can repair anything. That farmer is a hands-on genius. May not be going to a university, but what are people studying in universities these days anyway? Gender studies, really? Is that a topic? Is that an academic topic? Gender studies? Which basically just spew confusion. So the people graduate with a degree in gender studies, and now they don't even know if they have male parts or female parts. They're all confused about their biology. All the science of genetics has been deleted from their memory. They come out uneducated, de-educated. Whereas, you know, again, the average farmer knows more about gender than these gender studies PhDs in universities because they're all confused. They've been de-educated. Anyway, my point is that the media is so full of hatred, and they're full of racists and they're full of bigots, and they just hate white people, and they hate the flag, and they hate America, and it's just disgusting. We should have a day. We should have a day called All Commies Leave America Day, where we just run around, like go into CNN, the Washington Post, New York Times, just take everybody's passports, revoke their citizenship, put them on a boat to Cuba, you know? Obviously, I'm saying this in a cartoonish kind of way, but wouldn't it be funny to just take all these people, send them to Cuba and say, hey, you don't like America? Go check out the alternative. send them to North Korea. You know, let the North Koreans open their fences for a minute. The fences that keep people in the country, they prevent people from escaping, you see. Communist and socialist radical left countries, they have fences to trap people in, not to keep people out, because no one wants to go there. No sane person wants to immigrate into North Korea, you see. Or no sane American, you know, wants to immigrate to communist China. So anyway, why don't we just take all these people, put them on a boat to Cuba, say, hey, you hate America? That's okay. We don't want you here anyway. Go somewhere else. They can have like commie CNN or the Communist News Network from somewhere else. So the media is really a big part of the problem. The media is anti-America. The media is deliberately sowing hatred, deliberately instigating violence, deliberately dividing and separating this country. And the big picture, by the way, and I've shared this before, is that they are trying to start a civil war. And the reason they're doing that is because they want to bring in the UN as peacekeeping operations to take all the guns of Americans and suppress or kill off all the pro-America conservatives who have guns. And if they try that, they're going to set off a massive guerrilla war, because the American patriots will go to war with United Nations occupying troops. There's no question in my mind that that would be the case. And the UN troops would be decimated. Actually, more than decimated. Decimated means to kill 1 in 10. That's what deci means, 1 in 10. They would be obliterated by American pro-America forces. So let's hope it doesn't come to that. Let's hope it doesn't come to a civil war. This is why we got to fight against mainstream media bias and fight against their hatred, fight against their bigotry. We got to tell the truth. We got to support the independent media. We got to stand up, defend our country, defend our elections, defend our civil liberties, defend our Second Amendment, defend our right to free speech, all these things. And that's what we are all about at Natural News. So please support us and others in the independent media who are also standing and fighting in different ways for America, fighting for our country and for our rights and for our liberties. You can read one of my websites called liberty.news. You might find interesting, and freedom.news as well. My name is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and my main website is naturalnews.com. I thank you for listening. Share this everywhere. Take care and be safe.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out. HealthRangerStore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com, and most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality, so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.